and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
You know, I think we have to, you know what? I think what we're going to do is instead of just doing our regular intro, let's see if we can get him to bring us some food.
What, from the picnic?
Plus, I screwed up on this new cassette deck anyway, which I had the beginning of this thing on.
Dirty laundry already.
Let's see if we can, we'll just do a dead air thing until they bring us some food from the picnic.
Yeah, and if you want to bring an extra 45 spindle, that would be really helpful.
Yeah, you know, that's the other thing
let's make that the project for this year, folks.
Put me in a bad mood. Every week I bring...
Find them, do them.
Every week I bring extra 45 spindles, and I'd leave them here. And then somebody would actually steal something worth less than a quarter in the station. Who do you think it is?
I don't know.
I think it's
Raisin Bran.
Okay,
Raisin Bran is preparing this huge piece of artwork made entirely out of 45 spindles as tribute to you.
No,
it's
going
to present it to you on like the next equinox.
I think what we have to do is just we're just going to sit here until the other 45 spindle comes back, and we're going to lock ourselves in, and we can go on like this for months.
Yeah.
No more music on FMU until the other spindle comes back.
So,
but
kind of fun week, huh?
No. Not for me, but we will get to everything. We'll tell you what, either the food or the spindle, and we'll start the show.
Right.
And you know we'll go into the instrumental set. We have a Hillbilly Hangover, a blues bomb, Billy Lee Riley birthday tribute. We got Bo Diddley, Booker T tickets to give away.
Yeah, it's all true.
We're not even going to turn the echo on until the spindle shows.
The weird new Neil Young 45 thing.
All right, don't spook the horse.
Yeah,
never heard on radio as far as I could tell.
Probably never will be. At this rate,
it's also Jerry Lee Lewis's birthday, but we did such a marathon last year, we decided to celebrate Billy Riley's birthday this year.
Billy Lee Riley, one of the few men known to try and stop a speeding car with his own foot.
Is that true?
Yeah, according to Smoochie Smith, he just like stuck his foot out and tried to like...
Well, we might as well have mercy on him and save this kind of behavior for the marathon.
Well, what are they going to bring us, like hot dogs, stuff we don't eat?
I don't know.
I'd go for a hot dog, actually.
I'd go for some potato salad.
A couple cans of beer.
All right, let's just start. But we're waiting. We can shut it off at any time.
Keep the thread alive, pal. Yeah.
Thank you.
Where you going there, Sapphire?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, Bill Brooch.
Yo.
What do you think? Should we go on with the show, or should we sit here and sulk?
I don't know.
I can go either way, actually.
I'm hungry, you know?
I
get hungry, I get moody. I get moody, and
well,
things don't happen.
Maybe they should send over some grub for us. We've missed the picnic every year because we're always on, you know.
And, yeah. Well,
nobody ever thinks of us.
But, you know, you have to realize that they're probably jamming all those Jandek tapes and stuff like that rather than actually listening to the broadcast signal.
But the fact that somebody lowered the chair and stole the extra 45 spindle again.
Someone tall.
And the new cassette deck.
Assuming unfairly, and that is the way we like to do things on Radio Hound, is to assume unfairly that it's the same person that adjusted the chair and that took the 45 spindle. It's got to be somebody tall. Ken, maybe?
Well, we'll narrow it down. Anyway, okay. What do we got today?
We're
going to do
folks.
Our Hillbilly Hangover and our Blues Hangover and the Bomb. And tribute to Billy Lee Riley's birthday, and we got Bo Diddley tickets to give away and a Vibe report and news for idiots.
A veritable cornucopia.
And
you buy at the Heckingers.
Yeah. Let's kick it off.
Entertainment.
Get one request out of the way for Fred Mick and his Kingsmen. Winners of our Jimmy Reed Soundalike Contest.
Take these brown Hispanic people.
way she talks, the way she looks, and the way she walks. She's my sugar. Potatoes and rock and roll. She's my sugar, my sugar baby. She's driving me crazy. I'll never let her go.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
For a day, she said, I'm sorry, just a moment too late. I said, you treat me like a this and that. You ain't gonna ride in my pony, cause I'm moving. Hey, child, say, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a telling you, Jack, I got a pony, I don't gotta look back. Hey, child,
get in the car. Shut the door, turn the key, pull the gear, master pedal to the floor.
And you're moving. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I'm a-telling you, Jack, I've got a pony, I don't got a look back. Look out. Uh-huh. Brand new style, enough to drive the average rich man wild. But listen, Jack, this is a natural fact. That pony Bill is the last pony act, boy, it's smooth. Hey, yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a telling you, Jack, I got a pony that don't gotta look back.
This is a hit!
Hey, won't you come with me, baby? I'm wild and fancy free. You've been tearing me up, baby. Now you're made a fool of me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep.
It is a jungle, isn't it?
This is the hound. WFMU. Wherever.
The air comes in for the airwaves, folks.
Arlie Miller, you tear me up. We heard Andre Williams. Andre is moving. Swinging Mike Martinez with Sugar Baby. You want to talk about that last phone call?
Yeah, a listener called up and was speculating that perhaps it was Jew Girl as opposed to Chuger.
Yeah, trying to make... Before you start making the complaints...
Get your facts straight, folks.
Yeah.
There it is.
Little Hudson.
He wasn't complaining. I think he was genuinely curious. It is sort of the historical and holiday perspective to take on it all.
Mm.
Happy New Year to all you soul brothers, by the way.
Right. Little Hudson and the Red Devil Trio looking for a woman. And we open up with Fred making his Kingsman by request. Baby, what do you want me to do? Which brings us to the next question.
I don't know.
Well, there's not much to renounce. Or Wild Kingdom or at the Red Spot in Staten Island. I don't know where that is. It's in Staten Island. That's all I know.
Yeah.
The Skeletons, also known as the Morels, also known as the Original Symptoms, also known as Roscoe's Gang, are at Without Roscoe. They're at Tramps Friday night. I still don't like that club. You might want to hold out to the Maxwell's gig in a couple of weeks, but they are great.
Yeah, they are fabulous. D. Clinton Thompson is definitely one of the best guitar players alive, folks.
Yeah.
For my money.
Our old pal Breakfast George is doing the Sundays back at the Rodeo Bar, right?
Yeah.
And then he does the Booze Pit 4 a.m. show.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Him and Joe Flood, like, literally nodding out in the middle of songs. You know,
something George. I always like to see.
Yeah.
All right, we can get to the news, I guess.
Okay.
It's
right here.
You got one, or should I start?
Do you want to do, like, dramatic readings from the Quine interview?
Yeah.
Got something you like there, huh?
Oh, well, since we don't have an Elvis desk, we can go directly to the other king, which is the Scooter, who looks to be retired. It seems as though the Yankees are not... Channel 11 has not gotten a deal for the Yankees for next season.
It's still in negotiations.
Right, so there's a good possibility that the Scooter may be gone. And he did have an unforgettable finish, which was... The last Yankee telecast on Channel 11, which was last week, which is also the 73rd birthday of Phil Rizzuto, and
younger than springtime.
In the bottom of the first, Rizzuto extended greetings to a Mrs. Carmel DePaula, 90 years old, a Yankee fan, never misses a game, watches them on TV, and before it gets too late, she might not be with us for the whole game. Rizzuto never got a chance to finish because Roberto Kelly hit a homer, but we can only guess what he meant to say. Might not be with us the whole game because she's going to sleep as opposed to the great beyond. But we don't really know that, do we?
You can't really assume much with him.
Why do you think he hasn't been made the Hall of Fame? I think there's like an anti-Yankee bias.
But his statistics, I mean, the thing he was best at was postseason play, and there's always been this kind of, you know.
Yeah, and talking about his fear of dragonflies and lightning.
Dragonflies, lightning, seagulls.
Snakes.
Yeah. He's a complicated man.
Well, I, for one, miss my favorite, I think the greatest of Yankee broadcast seasons, and it certainly wasn't their best season as playing, but about 3 years ago, it was Billy Martin, Phil Rizzuto, and Bill White in the...
It was like Fernwood Tonight. It was unbelievable.
It was one of the great summers.
Folks, if we can touch you in just even in the slightest, most passing way, the way that those Yankee broadcasts touched us, you know, especially those late-night West Coast ones, you know, you get home from work, like, you know, 10 o'clock on a Friday, and they'd just be, like, settling down with the Seattle Mariners. Rizzuto, again, would be, like, falling asleep in the booth. God.
Most obvious sound was not the sound of fans screaming, but of ice cubes hitting the glasses.
All those dead spots where they're just going, huh?
Much like our dead spots.
Huh?
Oh, you got a news story there, Albert?
Yeah.
Or should we?
Yeah, where are we at?
Ah, from the lawnmower desk, covered in clippings as it is. Millerstown, Pennsylvania, a tractor mower being used to cut brush through a 4-pound rock through the open window of a passing car, hitting the driver of the car in the head and killing him. Michael Polsky, 71, a.k.a. Lucky, of Millerstown was struck Friday afternoon, said police trooper Richard Geedy. Polsky's car then drifted off the road into a cornfield. Polsky was declared dead at the scene by Perry County Deputy Coroner. Geedy said no charges have been filed against the person operating the tractor mower or the mower itself, whose name was not released, brand name either, according to Geedy. Kind of reminds me of my salad days eating acid, mowing people's lawns, you know. Used to, like, load up the mower with Cox airplane fuel, you know, and, like, extra heavy grade oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, it does work. But,
will it work in the rice rocket? Where do you get that fuel?
Well, it used to be a big hobby thing. I don't know. You know, actually, they still make it, and they still use it because people have those radio-controlled little sort of GP things.
Oh, right,
it's
right.
Still a big sport for...
And so, not to mention cigarette boats.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess it's time for Hillbilly Hangover.
Or speech therapy.
We'll kick it off with, we'll get some requests for this one, and we'll get some of my own personal favorites at Nick after that one.
Some requests from yourself?
Yeah, kick it off with Ernie Chafin.
Went uptown, looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Maybe you should not your man, even though. Always take, never give, losing my will to live, just cause not your man, even though. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Not the blues, I can't lose, even though. Why do I love you so? Maybe you should not your man, feeling low. While you paint up the town, crazy me, learning slow. Maybe you sure got your man feeling low. I'm the king of all fools. Are you brave? All the rules, and let my heart. Maybe you sure got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Got the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Maybe you sure got your man.
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else. I don't want to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing, guess I've worn blisters on my heels. Trying to find me something better on the streets of Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? in San Francisco. Spent a night there in the kin. They threw this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. I left him my watch and my old house key. I don't like folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as he was sleeping. And I headed out for Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
And you men, you're holding back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kupferberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
I woke up this morning aching with pain. Don't think I can work, but I'll try. The car's in the shop, so I thumbed all the way. Oh, these days I barely get by.
Fate sticks out a foot to trip you. car.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on war.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, the looks ain't everything. The money ain't everything.
Shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything. But I love you just the same. I guess that we won't ever have everything we need. 'Cause when we
that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone.
And that's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb. And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. All the looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything. But I love you just the same.
Conway, why in the devil don't you go shave and put on a clean pair of pants?
But Loretta, look at yourself. Now, I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah. Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family.
Oh,
anyway.
They did, huh?
Well,
what about the ones that's bald?
Well, I guess you might say they took after me.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now, remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Thank you.
butter. It was killed by wild beast. So that's what I believe. Oh, I'm putting it ABC.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound. WFMU East Orange with Hazel Atkins finishing up the Hillbilly Hangover for today.
How
with
about it?
This ADC.
I'd settle for some commodity meat at this point.
Oh, we heard Conway, Twitty, and Loretta Lynn. You're the reason our kids are ugly. George Jones, these days I barely get by. Buck Owens with The Streets of Bakersfield. Then we open up with Ernie Chafin and Feeling Low. Oh, no one's going to bring us any food.
No.
You guys want to make a run?
I'm hell on a manual.
Yeah. Sally can drive, but
yeah.
You're hard pressed in this neighborhood. There is the what's the name of that?
Harry Steiner.
Harry Steiner.
Yeah.
The terminal.
The Sputnik.
The terminal illness diner.
There it is.
Oh well, let's get back to the news.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I got to read the headline on this one. Hunter survives grizzly chewing on his head. Cody, Wyoming, a hunter recovering from a grizzly bear attack, says he didn't think he would live when the beast had his head in its mouth. I just knew she was going to kill me. I've thought that before, Ed Higby said from his hospital bed, but Higby, 52, got lucky. Apparently he broke one of the bear's
Higby,
legs.
A.K.A. Bazooka Joe.
Yeah. He broke one of the bear's legs with the one shot he fired before the bear overtook him. A hunting companion heard the shots and Higby's shouts and killed the bear.
Oh.
I hate it when they chew on your head.
Yeah. Well, in the celebrity news, rocker Mabden Village drug raid. They caught a big criminal, folks. They caught Dee Dee Ramone buying
a
little bag of pot in Washington Square Park. But there is this amazing photo in the yesterday's post of Dee Dee.
Can you hold it a little closer to the microphone?
Yes, he is counting off the count off for, I believe, Cretan Hop, it looks
yeah.
like. And showing those rakish tattoos across his body.
Mm-hmm. And I like the match set of scorpions myself.
I believe that's his new manager there on the side there. Punk rocker Dee Dee Ramone was busted for buying pot in Washington Square Park yesterday. Ramone, 40, wearing jeans and no shirt, was spotted by undercover cops as he bought a quote-unquote small quantity of pot from a dealer. Chances are it wasn't even pot. Yeah, he probably bought some oregano.
Mm.
I'm Dee Dee Ramone of the Ramones, the bassist told cops when he was nabbed. Actually, Dee Dee quit the Ramones a year ago. The cops weren't impressed. And some of the officers said they hadn't heard of the Ramones.
There's a shock.
They should have some kind of cultural indoctrination to New York City before they're allowed to work there, though. Ramone was charged with possession of marijuana, was taken to the West 10th Street station house, where he screamed profanities at reporters snapping his picture. Then he showed off the tattoos covering his upper body, including a skull on his chest, a crucifix, and two scorpions on his rib cage. Now, this is the part of the article I like. The Ramones, with their black leather jackets, high top sneakers, and slam bang style,
high top sneakers,
are one of punk rock's original bands. They led the way for groups like The Clash and the Sex Pistols.
I believe the Daily News described them as a new wave band.
Well, glad to see our streets are now safer.
Yeah.
Poor Dee Dee. I wonder if he had us
Mr. Lucky.
Sit in jail until they extradited him.
Mm-hmm.
Extradited him
to where? To Queens?
Arraigned him. Anyway, what else we got in the news?
We're going to have to return him to Forest Hills for outstanding charges.
We do have this thing from the cultural desk. It's the new menu at the Stage Deli.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the Muhammad Ali and all those sandwiches like
sure.
that. Well, they got some new ones on here, some extremely scary ones. There's the Muhammad Ali, which is a triple-decker corned beef pastrami, chopped liver, and Bermuda onion, is now a Kathy Lee and Regis sandwich.
I've often dreamt of a Kathy Lee and Regis sandwich.
There's an Arsenio Hall.
What is the Arsenio Hall?
Hot open roast beef, tomato, and melted Munster cheese. A David Letterman.
I'd cross the street to avoid that sandwich.
There's a
definitely.
Howard Stern sandwich.
What's that? Tongue?
You're right. Triple-decker tongue, Finlandia Swiss. And
chemically stressed
and
leather.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer, hot open grilled chicken breast.
There you go.
A Tom Hanks. Tuna fish with sliced egg, bacon, and tomato. There's a Gordon Elliott.
Who's Gordon Elliott?
He's that geek on the Channel 5 morning news show that's like an Australian guy.
I don't get up.
He's not very funny. There's a Dolly Parton, of course, which is the twin roles of corned beef and pastrami.
Mm-hmm.
The Ivana and Donald Trump power special. Now, here's one I don't know. Who's Sheldon Horowitz? Is that one of the Beastie Boys?
I don't know.
I think that's one of the Beastie Boys.
Some Irish guy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well,
we can't really send out from there, can we?
Uh-oh.
Is it chip time already?
You might want to say it into the mic.
Sally, you're on.
Well, I just thought it might be good to do the chip story now.
The chips?
Yeah, because deli's goes with chips, right?
I don't even know what the chip story
a
is.
A man so visiting
a
retirement expo spotted what looked like a tray of free samples of potato chips, so he took one and started to chew and nearly broke Myrtle Young's heart. Young, 66, started a collection of potato chips that resemble famous people, animals, and objects when she was a chip inspector at Seifert's Foods, Inc. She and her chips have appeared on Letterman and The Tonight Show. There were quite a few people standing around, and I was telling them about my chip collection, she said. This one man reached through quickly and took one. I saw chips lying there as samples, so I picked one up. We called Gregory Huff of Fort Wayne.
Alias Piggy.
He was quickly collared by a salesperson and ordered to spit out what remained of the sand dollar chip. He said the chip tasted stale. Young estimated it was 2 years old.
What celebrity did it resemble, does it say?
It was a sand dollar, but her favorite chip resembles a certain ski jump nosed comedian. Duh. Boy, I was glad he did not grab Bob Hope, said Young. I'd keep him in a box. If he had grabbed him, I'd probably be in the hospital.
Wow.
She said she's gonna retell this story so that every time Mr. Huff sees a potato chip, he's going to get a sinking feeling.
Well, if somebody doesn't get over here with a package from the picnic, I notice Il Bruch eyeing my 45s there and salivating.
I do really like potato chips as junk food. Yum, yum.
Well, someone's welcome to bring a whole bunch of those over.
I've examined the contents of the refrigerator downstairs, and what I've seen really is just
disgusts us.
Eggs,
Meat tortellini,
whoa.
And frozen hot dogs and ice.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to thaw the hot dogs in time.
Oh, okay.
No bread.
Well, I guess last year at this time we did our massive Jerry Lee Lewis birthday tribute.
Which
so we'll skip
it this
year.
It was magnificent, if I do say so.
Yeah. But this year, depending on which rock calendar you believe, either yesterday or next Friday is Billy Lee Riley's 57th birthday.
Can we just declare it Billy Lee Riley 57th birthday week?
Yeah. Billy Lee Riley 57th
into
birthday
Rocktober
decade.
Into Rocktober with Billy Lee Riley?
Yeah. That's right.
The international
Rocktober
year
begins.
of the Little Green Man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess of all the records that... In these trashy old records that I've been buying forever, but the first one that I picked up out of a junk pile that really got me going looking for this stuff is probably this one we're going to queue up. We got queued up by Billy Lee Riley, Flying Saucers Rock and Roll. Absolute classic. If you haven't heard it, it's sort of where this stuff kind of begins. He was like the guy at Sun Records right after, you know, Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins, the guy who had that much talent that didn't get a hit record, probably because he was out of his mind.
Yeah,
he evidently had a real bad temper and... didn't rub a lot of people the wrong way. What's the story? He tried to stop a speeding car with his foot.
Yeah, he wanted them to stop the car. They were driving to some gig. And Smoochie Smith, I guess, was in the band. Some other people, I think it was Smoochie that recounted this to me. And he wanted to stop the car, and he was drunk. And the driver didn't want to stop the car for some reason or other. They're having an argument. So Billy Lee Riley opened up the door, and they're going like 60 miles an hour or whatever, and stuck his foot out on the pavement like that was going to stop it. Just
like
tore
Fred
his shoe.
Like Fred Flintstone
yeah,
does.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Like the $6 million man does.
We're not saying he was smart. We're saying he... played great rock and roll.
No kidding. Man. I didn't know he was a session harmonica player.
Yeah, he went on to make money as a session player. Evidently, he sold a lot of songs. He claims he wrote Mountain of Love, among others, that he sold for cheap. He played harmonica on Help Me Rhonda. He played guitar on a lot of sessions and bass. He kind of was in there with Glenn Campbell and Leon Russell and that group of mid-60s L.A. guys.
And can we look forward to hearing some chestnuts from his harmonica tribute to the Beatles?
No. I got rid of that album years ago. Mm. Oh, I also did get rid of his go-go music album.
Yeah.
So we got some queued up here by Billy Lee Riley. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound.
No question about that.
And also, since it is Jerry Lee Lewis's birthday, also Jerry Lee is on piano on about half of these cuts. So...
there you go.
There we go.
Well, the news of the song has been a flying rat. I'm the only one to see it. seen when I saw it land. Cats jumped out and they called the band. I saw the rock and roll. I saw the rock and roll. I couldn't understand the thing they said about that crazy beat just to stop me dead.
Rock. jumping in outer space. Ears so big when they fly, they fly. Time they'd land, you could hear them cry. Keep on playing them cards of loot. Man, they were rocking on the moon. Come on, boy, let me take your drive. I bet that gal was a happy man when the smoke died away, the chips hit the fan. Man kept playing them toy balloons. Man, they were rocking on the moon.
Back in the jungle.
Well, there you go.
Happy birthday, Billy.
The musical legacy of Billy Lee Riley. That was Baby Please Don't Go, long before the Amboy Dukes got at it.
Yeah.
We heard Rock on the Moon, kind of a cue from the moon. I was on the phone, sorry. Billy's Blues, a little instrumental outtake there with him and Roland James playing around. Rock With Me, Baby. And we opened up with Flying Saucers, Rock and Roll.
I guess that one of the other few things that distinguishes Billy Lee Riley from the rest of the weird rockabilly pack too is that he will have nothing whatsoever to do with anybody that wants to like write about him now, you know. Alleged to be a rather angry old man.
Well, one thing about what they call rockabilly music that
did anybody call it rockabilly music?
No, not then.
You know, it's like new wave. It like means nothing.
Yeah, but. For lack of a better term, it's one of the few areas in American music where the American Indian truly distinguished himself.
Mm.
And Billy Riley and Curly Feathers and lots of these guys, Jackie Lee Cochran, were all Marvin Rainwater, all American Indians, and not the best tempered of guys, and certainly not the best drunks.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Well, I can be glad they made these records and we can play them and just, you know, that little... our little record auditioning party of the new bin, it was just astounding. Every one of those records sounded exactly the same.
That was really weird.
I mean,
Replacements album that sounds like Bread, you know?
And the Red Cross records
that sounds like the Replacements album. God, talk about the Emperor's New Clothes.
And Hal Wilner destroying the William Burroughs record. How could you destroy a William Burroughs record? Let him read. He sounds good.
Oh, he's got the most beautiful voice.
Hal Wilner. That guy, please somebody take him out and shoot him.
Yeah, I like the Robert Johnson CD, you know, all the extra stuff on it. I guess no extra stuff, who knows?
Yeah, there's a bunch of alternate takes.
Miriam was asking that if Robert Johnson were alive today, would we be calling him Rojo? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, back, getting back to the news. Dunked witch doctor drowns in magic test. And this is in Zimbabwe. A witch doctor drowned because his followers thought his magical powers enabled him to breathe underwater for 48 hours. Lovemore Mofu, age 40, traditional healer, and a snap... Lovemore Mofu, that's what this is.
Sorry, you got through the name, but you couldn't say healer.
A traditional healer, a traditional heal, drowned during a tribal cleansing ceremony at a dam in southwest Zimbabwe, said a police spokesman who was not identified. Mm. When Mofu plunged into the water but did not resurface, his followers believed it to be part of the ceremony. The followers, who were trainees of the witch doctor, danced and sang on the banks of the dam for 2 days as they awaited his return.
Did he eventually sort of bob up?
No, he just drowned in there. Folks, don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All you people at poolside, take note. Manila, Philippines. The official appointed by President Corazon Aquino to investigate alleged rigging of the government lottery won the top prize Sunday in a drawing televised to restore public confidence. It says here, retired Brigadier General Alfredo Lim, director of the National Bureau of Investigation, held the winning ticket in the weekly lottery worth $200,000, officials of the Philippine Charity Sweepstakes Office said. Officials said Lim bought a book of 80 tickets while investigating allegations that the September 1st drawing was rigged. A judge and a lawyer who were involved in the September 1st drawing have been arrested, and the board of directors of the weekly sweepstakes resigned following the scandal. Unlike previous drawings, Sunday's drawing was telecast live as part of the government's effort to convince the people that the lottery is fair and honest.
Well,
I guess they're convinced now.
I remain unconvinced. Anyway, we got one from the animal desk.
How about trash desk?
Okay.
Joseph Cantera's trash could be a treasure to anyone who finds the $17,000 Tiffany lampshade he accidentally threw away.
Whoops. Somebody recycles it.
Yeah. Never liked those things anyway.
Crush it up and melt it down? Ooh. The 41-year-old antique dealer lost the amber green and white glass shade after a street fair in a railroad station in Long Island. He put a box he thought was filled with paper next to a trash bin as he was cleaning up, and when he got home to Queens, he realized the lampshade was in the box, and he's reported it missing in case anyone finds it.
Yeah, well, check out those landfills, 17 grand worth of a Tiffany lampshade. All right, it's PSA time.
Already?
We'll get it out of the way. Okay. The Center for Sinus and Nasal Disease. Can't breathe through your nose. A clogged nose can put a strain on the heart and lungs and may indicate a more serious problem. To learn more and receive free information on sinus and nasal problems, call the Center for Sinus and Nasal Disease at 800-MD-SINUS. That's spelled S-I-N-U-S.
That number once again, Mr. Howe?
800-MD-SINUS, S-I-N-U-S. And for the I, hit the I, not the 1.
Yeah. This is WFMU with you in mind.
You and your nose in mind.
Mm.
Okay, 15 minutes to vibe time. Get another request out of the way, Johnny Allen.
To the telephone, Los Angeles, Tennessee, North Pole, Virginia. Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else. I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough. I'd like to dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
I can hear the old drums ringing out so loud and clear. Behind the mountain lies Mumbo Jumbo in me.
Pretty girls in New York, and some ugly ones. I'm not gonna point you out. You know who you are. Sitting up there trying to look better now. You're some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because they have ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. If you think I'm lying, follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him.
Baby.
And meanwhile, back in the States...
Right, it's the Hound and his radio family.
Yeah, Radio Ranch Pals. Broadcast Bunkhouse Buckaroos.
Lee Dern and Rockin' Daddy. The Astro Jets with Boomalay. We heard Fat Daddy Holmes and Chicken Rock. Floyd Dixon with Hole in the Wall. And we open up with Johnny Allen. One of the best records of the 70s. Promised Land. It was almost a hit in England, of all places. Things to almost be a hit. That's like saying, you know, it's like...
It's like having well, what's it like saying?
It's like having four strikes against you.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Anyway.
So,
we're awaiting our vibe reporter.
That Doug Somm show was great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I missed it because of my illnesses, but I heard it was good.
Yeah, well,
I heard Paul Schaefer got beamed in the head by one of our pals with a bean.
Yeah, I think Miller got him with like a lifesaver or something. It was pretty neat.
I also heard Doug Somm's manager was booing Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, Matt Salzman. you know, the guy's on the right side of the law when that starts happening.
So how's Freddie Fender look?
Freddie Fender looks good. He has very interesting hair. He sang beautifully, and he ended every single song by going, aye, aye, aye. That's good. It took on sort of a Hanna-Barbera edge to it.
You know what time it is, though?
I give up. What time is it?
Look, the new cassette deck won't play a loop tape. Oh, no.
Oh, look. Hey, everybody. Hey, come over here and look.
Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
The new cassette deck won't play a loop tape. I'm going to have to switch your music to the cassette deck number one.
What kind of cassette deck is it?
A Sony.
Wow, isn't that strange?
Yeah. Well, imagine how strange it would be if you had to say Nakamichi.
Nakamichi.
That's got enough consonants in it to say. Anyway, you okay, we got your music on.
Cool.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's going on there?
Tim Allen and I got like a picnic lunch going here.
Cool.
Ooh.
You sound pretty sprightly.
Yeah.
Where are you? Uptown?
Uptown.
Mm-hmm.
We got two sandwiches that we split so we could each have, you know, like a half roast beef and a half turkey.
Yeah, kind of mix and match. The Radio Ranch Pals are starving, so yeah. They're just rubbing in the torture.
So who's out there to run to the diner?
Well, Sally's here. And Bruce.
Yeah, but you know how that diner is.
The idea of one more time at the terminal illness diner, I think we might be able to make it till 6.
I offered to go to the diner there, Roscoe, and nobody's taken me up on that.
I always get lost. Even though I've been there a million times, it's those streets out there are pretty strange.
Yeah, well, plus...
Mean streets indeed.
They just don't understand the concept of no mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're just ordering, like, a bagel with, you know, with butter on it. They put mayo on it.
Yeah, onion rings. It's pretty harsh.
We can't even get vibes on this one, this cassette deck now.
What kind of cassette deck is that again?
This one's a TAC.
Oh, good job.
I really wanted to have a picnic today.
Look at that.
Good. Hi,
oh,
really.
You know what happened? The Sony ate the vibe loop.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're out of here.
Well, if the good Lord's willing and the quick don't rise, remember, tonight, the Mark Bolan tribute. We'll see you.
Just keep talking till 6, Roscoe.
Where is that? What Mark Bolan tribute?
Everybody left the mic now,
but Space at Chase. You know that bar?
Hell yeah.
Well,
those guys, the work dogs,
that
sent the cool hot rock tape and the J's.
Right, it used to be the After Hours Club, the nursery.
Yeah, it's exactly
okay,
what it was.
Okay, so here's the deal.
The sound system.
T-Rexstacy, a Mark Bolan for you impish folks, birthday bash at Space Chase, the work dogs, who are actually pretty cool, Tish and Slicky, Bobo, Iron Poodle, Tom
Bobo.
Clark, Latch. When I think of Mark Bolan, I think of Latch in the same...
Oh, God.
When so I think of
And the world-famous Blue Jays, which I guess... Does that include you, Roscoe?
Are they playing there?
Apparently.
I don't know anything about it.
I hope Jay knows about it.
Bang or gone. Get it on.
Wow. Well, Jer, you know, I know that Jer's probably been saving his platform shoes and bell-bottoms for all
Jer's
the time.
Jer's got the hair for it, you know?
Yeah, he does have a hubcap Diamond Star Halo. There's no question about that.
How about that Doug Somm show? Well, actually, it was the Texas Tornadoes.
Texas Tornadoes, correct.
They were great. I didn't go last night because it was enough. One night was enough.
You know what? You know what struck me as being the coolest guy is Flaco Jimenez. He definitely had this kind of like Mexican Mr. Rogers with an accordion thing going that was just beautiful.
Well, all those guys, as they kept going, you know, it kept being time for them to take a break or something, and they were all up there. There's like 8 or 9 of them, and they're just like... This is amazing, you know. They're getting to play with each other and stuff. It was really great.
Yeah.
Was Flaco, or who was it? No, Freddie Fender had the Bears hat that Jack has on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he became a Bear fan, but...
Is ML vacuuming?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard a vacuum.
No, you're hearing the static from FMU's lame transmitter.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm mad enough at the cassette deck and the person that stole the extra 45 spindle.
It's the man is just trying to keep you down.
Yeah, there it is.
It's true.
We got the power. We got the power.
Hey, the man can't bust our music.
Man,
he Wiley.
Man. So, what else? What was the vibe? Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. It was sort of a music industry week, you know, sort of a rock thing. You know, I went to the that place, the Marquee, which we were talking earlier this week. I'd never been there. And it was not bad.
Well, you know, the mic got slipped a mic.
Well, he... What, is that what he's saying?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Who said that?
Well, I got it secondhand from Den, so it's got to be the truth.
Baloney. He just picked the Marquee of all places to take a little nap.
Yeah, he claims he lost the... We heard he only... He's... I guess what we heard is he's claiming he only had two beers.
No way. We were over at this guy, John Mort... I don't know, this rock writer guy.
Mortland?
No, not Mort.
I hate that guy.
No, it was this other Mulhouse or something.
So who knows?
But Mulhouse. So we were over at his house, and he had a bottle of Stoli that those guys drank most of.
Yeah, he didn't have that bottle for long, did he?
Oh, they made me one drink, and I dropped it on the floor.
Space drop.
It was... No, but it was the early space drop. It was like the first drink.
Kind,
and
kind
it
of
was,
like a Mercury one, huh?
Well, it was slippery.
Yeah. That's what they all say, Sco.
It just jumped out of your hand.
It actually jumped off the table.
Whoa.
But, so we went to their Marquee place, which wasn't bad, and that's where I ran into Jeremy, who, you know, offered me the opportunity. He was going to kneel down behind Paul Schaefer so I could knock him down the stairs from the VIP room.
Oh, come on.
That would have made your career.
Yeah, well... It was, you know, I was distracted by Mick, who, I have a little problem with my hearing and stuff, and the guy, you know, he's always, he, in addition to really being able to talk loudly, he's one of those guys that knows how to do the whistle thing.
Yeah.
You know, the two-finger.
Right, Cullen does that, too. It just cuts right through to your skull.
Oh, man, I just, you know, and I always forget to tell him in a sober time that he, you know, that I'm going to punch him in the head the next time he does that, because, you know, if I would tell him right then, he would just forget and it would be worthless.
Yeah.
But maybe Dan will pass on the message, you know?
Well, you know, catching sober times with some people, it's, you know, you got to wake up pretty early. Not necessarily Mick, I don't know. I'm still getting over Pork Fest 90, man. The jacket tag.
Oh, yeah,
was so fabulous.
That was great.
Pork and Buffalo Feast.
Mm-hmm. We got the photos of you... deftly carving through the smoked ham.
Yeah, me dancing with everybody else's date. Lord love a bachelor.
This is a great dancer.
In the Mark Bolan wig, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great series. Maybe you should make up a thing for the next Hound. That should be on the poster for the next Hound remote.
What, everybody in the Howard Stern wig?
Yeah.
I think the next remote is our fifth anniversary, November 11th, I believe.
Fantastic.
10th or 11th, something like that.
Whatever the Saturday is.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Good.
I think it's
going to
be in the same place as the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody should come down, get even drunker than you did last
time. During the day.
Right.
And then, like, you know, we'll have the designated key guy there, you know. Everything will be cool.
The key? What's the key?
Well, you know, people drive, man, you know.
Who drives?
I don't know.
People will come in from... You know,
the listeners, who knows?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then they can go out and have something to eat and...
Give me the keys, Ethel. Yeah, I want to drive.
Honey, no.
Yeah, we had a lot of people come from out of town.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see.
What's he doing?
I don't know. What do you think he's doing? He's probably sneaking up on a sandwich.
Nah, he's sneaking up on ML.
No, it was a little Diet Coke.
Oh, you're sneaking up on a Diet Coke. Is that one slippery?
Yeah. No, it wasn't too slippery.
Hmm.
I got it on top of the TV guide here, which we watched a great movie this morning, but we didn't know what it was, so now we got to look it up in the TV guide.
Describe it. I'll tell you what it was.
Well, Marlon Brando was a sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
And,
In the Heat of the Night.
No, let's see. He was a sheriff.
Marlon Brando wasn't in
the Heat
of the Night.
No, I know
what
it was.
And Paul Newman.
Or like
no,
that?
Not Paul Newman. Redford. Robert Redford was a guy named Bubba.
Uh-huh.
And Jane Fonda was in it. Angie Dickinson, a young Angie Dickinson.
Harry Sunday? No.
What?
Never mind.
Robert Duvall was a mousy...
the bald guy?
...guy who was working for the rich guy. It was really good.
You're talking about Young Guns 5.
And Paul Williams was just a young teenager in the thing.
Paul Williams?
Yeah.
Mr. Old Fashioned Love Songs himself?
No. We'll look it up.
The little hunchback guy?
He was definitely an Odd Couple. He was really little in this, you know? He was like a kid. It was... From the cars, it must have, you know, the cars that, there were a lot of cars. It was in Texas, and it was probably 65.
Yeah.
It was Cinemax, I do believe. Now we're consulting the Bible.
Is it the TV guide or the cable guide?
No, the TV, the full-on. The Chase, that was the name of it? The Chase. Now let's look it up in the back so we can give the listeners an accurate description of what went on.
Yeah, like the one they used to run on Rebel Without a Cause. A young man joins a youth gang out of disrespect to his parents.
1966. Story of tension and passion in a southwestern town.
Ooh. How about it?
It was good. It all ended in tears.
Uh-huh.
But it was
and
good.
Bullets?
It was bullets. Yeah, it had sort of a play on the Lee Harvey type thing where, you know, when they finally got Paul Newman or Robert Redford... He shot him on the courthouse steps. Who cares? I don't.
Do you have coleslaw?
Yeah, we do.
Excellent.
I got some... I'm scooping the potato chips... Scooping the coleslaw with the potato chips. It's much like the way I prefer to eat baked beans. There's a little crunch for you. Well, so what's on the agenda for this evening?
I hope we get some potato chips dinner.
Dinner twice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we're going to eat, then we're going to go eat again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we found a really great place up here last night. Oh, man, it was really good.
What was it?
Italian place with some Italian name that I couldn't get, but it was really, it was almost like being in France.
Huh?
I don't know. Anyway, go figure. You got some loud stuff queued up there?
Well, I think we got some horse spooking music.
Really?
Yeah.
Some listener alienation type sounds?
No, nah, people dig it. We'll admit it. Yeah, we got one of those. We got an A-Bones cut and the legendary Stardust Cowboy. Uh-huh. Same thing.
All right. Oh, yeah, the ledge. I heard a little of that coming out of Billy's van.
Right. Yeah, so Roscoe, don't spook the coleslaw, right?
Oh, here we go. All right, I'll go for a total chip right here.
No, not the one that looks like a sand dollar. So much for Bob Hope.
Bob, later, folks. Where do you think you're dining?
I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet. I think we got to get hooked up with Quine, too. So I can discuss the finer points of this fine interview I've been perusing during the dull parts. Oh, yeah?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's Quine. He's just like, you know, the Bob Quine.
Miserable and moron a lot, you know?
I thought that was a good interview.
Yeah, it is a good interview. He knows of what he speaketh.
Yeah, especially the word clank.
Yeah. It's true. That's what it sounds like.
It is. It is. Boy, those guys at the Marquee were both using the same twin. It was one of the best sounding twins I ever heard for Rodney Crowell and Carlene Carter. She was good. She was really good. She kind of rocked.
Mrs. Lowe?
No, she bailed on him.
On Nick Lowe?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
She bailed on him a while ago, and now she married the guy, the little bass player from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Howie Epstein.
A guy that doesn't begin every day with a pint glass full of scotch.
No, I think they're off that.
Yeah.
But she rocked, you know, it was pretty interesting.
Scully's committed suicide.
And she's got blue eyes and a short skirt.
Boy, this is going on forever, man.
Okay, well, I thought you guys were going to quit.
Oh, we're in till six. I mean,
yeah. No, we may as well just talk about the weather till then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How is the weather? I haven't been out. I didn't know it was vibe time. Really, I thought it was 1:30.
It's picnic weather.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You go
oh yeah.
Throughout.
Right. Well, ML's finished her plate completely, and I've been blabbering through the whole thing. So I've got to go. We'll see you soon.
Bon appetit, Roscoe. Mm. Big plates. Yeah. Wow, that was a bizarre thing. First the new cassette deck ate the vibe tape, and then the
Scully. Yeah, Laurie, I think you're gonna have to use a gramophone.
The cassette deck is spinning,
because we're killing everything else.
It didn't make any echo noises somewhere along the way.
Mm.
At least anyway, let's get to the VOM set. We got this Neil Young one, Don't Spook of the Horse. It's
So don't.
Yeah.
tall green grass. Try to not spook the horse.
now dig this.
She's going to do the longest one-note sax solo. So if somebody can find it. Last night in Pennsylvania, he did it for 42 seconds. Let's see if he can top that. Yeah! All right, Warren, you got the door prize.
Warren,
wonderful. We give you the high sign for the time.
Thank you.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Relaxation! On the California beach. Relaxation! My babies then reheat. We're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Hal here. That was the bomb. That was the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
How about it?
Forthcoming 45, Relaxation.
You can't touch that.
No, can't touch it. The world-famous Blue Jays, Do It for Hank, their forthcoming diesel-only release.
Mm. Saw Jay jamming out with the Willows last night. That was pretty swinging.
The A-Bones, tough.
You didn't like it? Tough.
And
Lars Sachs is out of tune? Tough.
And that was recorded by our pal Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
A couple weeks ago at the Chase. And Il Bruch not using his usual gear.
No, that was the 330.
Oh, yeah?
That's
a nice sounding guitar.
God Almighty would play a P90.
We open up with Neil Young and Kooky Horse, Don't Spook the Horse.
Wacky Horse?
Yeah. That's not on the new album. That's, you can't really call it a single. It's one of these compact disc maxi single.
Yeah, it's a compact maxi. It's like that George Carlin routine with jumbo shrimp.
Tune that's not on the record.
Yeah.
For $5, you can buy it.
Yeah, and a shorter mix.
Yeah, of Mansion on the Hill, the worst song on the album.
No, anyway, the Days It Used to Be and Mother Earth are the two.
Those are pretty bad. Yeah. Anyway, we got some more news, or should I?
Yeah.
30-year-old son of a man who recently won a share of the state's biggest, or the state of Florida, of course, biggest ever lottery jackpot, was taken to jail in the hospital after apparently going on a wild spree over several days. This guy, Richard D. Piasecki, his father, Richard J. Piasecki, won more than $17 million, one-sixth of the record $106.5 million Florida lottery jackpot, and said he would share it with his children. So, young Piasecki's trouble started Sunday night in South Daytona. A restaurant worker called police after he allegedly screamed obscenities at a man driving a Mercedes-Benz because the car was not made in America. Piasecki apparently threatened to hunt down the driver with a shotgun, a witness said. When Piasecki was stopped, he was abusive, tried to make sexual advances towards a policewoman, all in a mixed work. Later failed a blood alcohol test, refused to sign a traffic citation, and was found to have part of a marijuana joint in his van, sort of the triple crown of Saturday night fun. Piasecki was charged with drunken driving and possession of marijuana under 20 grams. He was released after posting a $1,000 bond. On Tuesday afternoon, DeLand police responded to complaints that a man was raving in front of a grocery store. They found, guess who, screaming vulgarities. He swore to police and was taken to the Volusia County Branch Jail on a disorderly conduct charge, paid the bond, and split. Tuesday night, they responded again to a report of a fight at the bus station, and they found Mr. Lucky one more time screaming, again arrested him, and took him to the police station where he refused to be fingerprinted. In a really, truly brilliant showing of class, while in the holding cell, Piasecki stuffed paper towels into a toilet and stood in it, flushing until water spilled onto the floor. He was then taken back to the jail. Intercourse, you. I'm getting paid.
I guess he is this week's caveman in a spaceship.
I think so. I think
only
we should
we
call
can't
him up to see
his
where the
name
is.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a good one. East St. Louis. Walter DeBow and his family fought City Hall, and now they own it. DeBow, age 55, suffered permanent brain damage after being beaten into a coma by a fellow prisoner at the city jail more than 6 years ago. He and his family were awarded $3.4 million in a 1985 court settlement. With interest, the amount has grown to $4 million, and the debt-ridden city has not paid at least $1 million of it. So on Thursday, Judge Roger Shriver of the St. Clair County Circuit Court awarded East St. Louis Municipal Building and 220 acres of city-owned property to the DeBows. So now a brain-damaged criminal is living in City Hall, and he's got...
It's about time.
He's got enough room in there to stretch out and
maybe we
have
could
fun.
Hook who the judge rejects man's bid to freeze head before death.
Why? They won't freeze his head?
I don't know. Maybe we could use the frozen head on him.
Well,
we
can... on his body?
Well, there's probably plenty of room in City Hall. They can all live together.
Yeah.
One big happy family.
Yeah,
anyway, it's ticket giveaway time.
Oh, goody.
We've only got one pair today. These are kind of expensive tickets. It's for this blues festival, the Beacon Theater. This is Sunday, October 14th. So you got plenty of time. I think what happens is we actually mail you a pair of these tickets. They cost like 50, 40 bucks, something like that.
Yeah,
tickets will be mailed. Bo Diddley, Booker T and the MGs, Johnny Taylor, and the Holmes Brothers. It's the Beacon Theater in Manhattan.
I have it on really good authority that Booker T and the MGs like sound great these days.
Yeah,
it may even be possible for them to sound great in the Beacon. I mean, if they can do it at the Roadhouse, they can do it anywhere.
So these are pretty cool tickets. They're worth a lot of money, and you can win them. All you have to do is answer this question, and it's a two-parter. Name...
Part one.
Yeah. Well, no, it's you got to come with the two correct answers. Name two major soul singers that Bo Diddley discovered. Okay, two major soul singers discovered by Bo Diddley, 678-7743. We got one guy on the line right now. Let's see if he can get it. This is a pretty tough question.
Don't spook the horse, pal.
Yeah, what?
You got an answer for the question there, buddy? Hello?
Lady Bo Diddley?
Yeah. Oh, can we hook that up to the zapper? Yeah. All right, so the number is 201-678-7743. Two major soul singers who were discovered by Bo Diddley. And you win those tickets for Sunday the 14th. Bo Diddley, Booker T, and the MGs, Johnny Taylor, the Holmes Brothers, and WFMU East Orange, if we didn't say that. Blues Hangover Time with Henry Gray. This cool album of stuff from the blues from the Parrot label, Hand Me Down Blues, since I got it for free. I might as well plug it on the Relic label.
Mm-hmm.
Queued up. Henry Gray.
Said goodbye. But I know now that just was a lie. I'm a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, darling. I don't know what to do. Mixed up, oh, are you? Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now, we used to walk and talk, darling, jump and sing. But I know now you don't mean me a thing. I'm just a little mixed up, oh, are you? Oh, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Mixed up, oh, are you? Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now, you just listen, yeah, Daddy, what I have to say. If you don't wanna be on my way, I'm just a little mixed up, oh, are you? Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. You just listen, yeah, Daddy, won't you come on home? I'm sitting here crying, darling, all alone. I'm just a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do.
Papa, be quiet as a mouse. So Papa climbed up on top of the house. Made a lot of whoopee, made a lot of noise. Stood up and chatted with the rest of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, flying on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Come, the blues they come. Nobody knows where the blues come from. The blues they go, and everybody's happy when the old blues go. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, sign on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Papa saw a chicken out in the yard. Picked up a rock and hit him hard. Hit him hard, killed him dead. Now the chicken's in the gravy and the gravy's on the bed. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, lying on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Your little baby, don't you cry. Blue's gonna leave you by and by. Papa came in, sure was cold. Put the baby in the cradle and the blues are gone. Baby's in the cradle, Papa's on the town. Sister's in the parlor, lying on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Thank you.
this year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, yep. Hound Ear. That was Tar Heel Slim by request number 9 Train.
Yeah, that was Tar Heel Slim by request number 9 Train.
Echo's a little slow. Leroy and Scrapper on Papa's on the Rooftop. Betty James, I'm a Little Mixed Up. John Lee Hooker, It Hurts Me So.
And it hurt you all too, huh?
Henry Gregg, Watch Yourself. We don't have a winner in our contest.
No, the response has been underwhelming.
Well, and also lots of, not even close on any of the answers. So what we're going to do is...
Make it easier?
Well, a little bit. What we're going to do is going to play...
Sweeten the pot?
We'll play a bunch of records, and the answer is it will be in the next bunch of records. It's still kind of a hard question, but it's we only got one set of tickets, and it's kind of a good prize. So we're not going to go down on the question. We're not going to ask an easier question.
I wouldn't want to have to go down on the question.
Yeah. So here it is. You get tickets to see Bo Diddley, Booker T, and the MGs, Johnny Taylor, and the Holmes Brothers at the Beacon Sunday, October 14th. The phone number here is 678-7743. And the
question,
question is, name two major soul singers that Bo Diddley discovered.
Bo Diddley is an A&R man.
Yeah, let's do one more news story. Mm. And, wait till we get off mic before you call. It's a fun guy here. I hate trying to pronounce these guys' names. Mehrdad Dashti.
Anyway, MD.
MD, age 32. He got plugged in the head by a SWAT team in Berkeley. He had been holding a bunch of hostages away from the University of California campus and opened fire on 90 students. In a wild scene of screaming and blood, senior John Shee, president of the hockey club, was hit in the chest and died 2 hours later during the first volley. And another one, about 3:15, he wounded 6 other students and shot out the windows. Sergeant Ron Barla, who pulled out of a car outside, got grazed, hit with some flying glass. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the good part. He made his demand for $16 trillion and the state of Alaska. He raged at women students who were just teases and forced several to remove their slacks and panties. He ordered his male hostages to sexually humiliate them. He later let them go, still in a state of undress. During the ordeal, he blasted away at light fixtures, needing 25 shots to hit one light fixture, actually, and told a terrified student to drink up because if you're going to die, you might as well have fun. Anyway, a member of the Berkeley SWAT team sneaked into the kitchen behind the bar at 7:20.
Sneaky snake.
And a flashbang grenade was thrown into the bar. The SWAT team burst in shooting, and they pumped him full of holes, a shaken student said. Went out with style, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he should have asked for Rhode Island.
I sort of like the Iranian who lit himself on fire better, though. No, no, he's kind of a harmless-looking guy by the picture. I guess
aren't they all, though?
Just can't judge. All right, so you got the phone number, 678-7743. You got the question. If you listen real close, the answers will be in this next set, and we'll kick it off.
Along with other things.
Not in this particular record with Bo Diddley, live at Myrtle Beach, 1962.
I go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No,
and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now.
Schoolgirl, tell me what's on your mind.
Makes me
feel so fine.
Hey, little schoolgirl, well, hey, little mama, what makes you stay so neat?
Hey, little schoolgirl,
well, hey, little mama, what makes you stay so neat?
Hey, little schoolgirl,
well, you're the only one I know.
And knocks me right off of my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Get off my
feet.
Get off of my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little schoolgirl.
I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crusty, real crispy chick crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, it helps.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky.
You take credit.
All you pretty women, I bring you to my home. You don't have to worry, I won't do you no wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Looky here, pretty baby, this mess I won't stand. All the other women, I say you got another man. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong.
You ain't seen me, mama.
Bring it to the wrong.
Like you used to do.
Bring it to the wrong.
Say,
bring it to the wrong. 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 Bring it to the wrong.
What's wrong with you? You wrong.
Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. I said it, you know.
Okay,
well, I'll
you read it.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratch off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
Yeah, real crusty, real what? I come down quick. A crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp. New extra crispy. I thought I said that.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, right, right. This is the hound. Where am I? Okay.
I know.
All right, Bo Diddley, Bo's dog, live.
Bo spooking the dog, live.
Billy Stewart, hint, Billy's Blues, part two. That's where the Love is Strange riff comes from, and it's not Bo playing it, it's Jody Williams. We heard Bo with an alternate take, for a good reason. It's not as good as the other one of Bring It to Jerome. The Marquees, hint, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, Hey Little Schoolgirl, and we open up with Bo Diddley Band, circa 1962, Hey Bo Diddley. We don't have a winner in our contest yet.
No wieners yet.
So I'm going to give you a hint. I already gave you a big hint on the one guy, and the other guy, he's dead, and he just got a star on Hollywood Boulevard this week, okay? There's your hint, and you get two tickets to see Bo Diddley, Booker T, and the MGs, Johnny Taylor, and the Holmes Brothers at the Beacon Sunday, October 14th.
The Beacon Theater.
Yeah, in Manhattan. And that's that. Okay, 678-7743, area code 201 takes it away. We got any more news?
Yeah, wait till we're off the air, though.
Let's do the things to announce. The Skeletons are next Friday over at Tramps.
Betcha. Could be great, could be not so great.
All three lines are lit up now. What else? Wild Kingdom at the Red Spot in Staten Island tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I don't have anything
else to announce.
Oh, no,
the swap meet in Englishtown.
All right.
Remember there?
No. Where,
so
it's on the
WFMU retired Hall of Famer Wild Girl called in to say that
I lost it.
The Englishtown swap meet is taking place as we speak today and tomorrow
right
at Raceway Park.
466-6331 is the phone number there for
the
more
201
information.
Area code.
Yeah. All right, let's
so get on it, folks.
Let's play some more records and field some of these phone calls, see if we can get a correct answer. We
yeah,
got,
let's do that.
Buddy K and the Casuals over there.
Sliding along, everything all right. Saw him coming, but I couldn't duck. Now wouldn't you know, with my dumb luck. Yeah. He came on in and up to the bar. I could see the door wasn't very far. About that time, I made him a break. Now wouldn't you know, I was too darn late. Oh man, come on, don't shoot me. I tried to make it as fast as I could. Pulled his gun out like I knew he would. I dodged to the right and then to the left.
We have a winner, folks. We have a winner.
Meet the Dirty Dolls of Devil's Island.
No one escapes from my prison. No one!
Women in Cages. The sensational new motion picture that rips the veil off the dirtiest racket ever conceived by the minds of vicious men.
I don't care how they get you back. We get $50 for you, dead or alive.
Women in Cages. Starring Judy Brown, Pam Grier, Roberta Collins, Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder. See them in action. See them in love. See them in terror.
No!
Women in Cages. In color, rated R.
Ready for when you want some loving.
Scum of the earth. The real poor white trash. They live and die below Tobacco Road.
She killed him. That witch woman in yonder.
Scum of the earth.
You're too brutal and sadistic to be real.
I'm tired of your uppity, citified ways. I know you think you're better than us.
She found out how they live below Tobacco Road.
You remember that little private talk we's gonna have?
Don't kill me!
No power on earth can exorcise the terror from Scum of the Earth.
Rated R.
For under 17, not admitted without parent.
Oh!
A big wild dog got
half of me.
First I thought I could run a big club, but when he went, saw that it was another than the wild hog pop. Down to the broad path, I was going so fast, I never even got one scratch. I was scared so fast, I dropped my gun, nothing in the news but the shot run. I was jumping bushes and a dodging tree. That old hog kept right after me, another wild hog pop. Did I go? Why would happen to me next? The good Lord only knows. Well, I come to a bridge and it was covered with law. I did fly it, I'm gonna lose you, old hog. I plunged in the water, out of sight. The big daddy hog floated to my life. I took the wild hog top down under those dogs. When I come to the top, I was right by that old hog. I gave a big lean to the top of the bank. That old hog grabbed me in the seat of my pants. I let it out the yell that was high and high. It seemed an old hog, he didn't even mind. I done the wild hog hop. I tried to give up. Hell, he went, whoa, whoa. Lord, that was enough. Well, I hit the trail in the way of love. I was putting them down and picking them up. And with every breath, he did that out of the wheel. A bite and a stomp at my heels. And in the wild hog hop, I was out of breath. And the liver was bit, I never died here to tell. Well, I hit the trail that brought me the thrill. It led to the house on the top of a hill. I made it fair at the store. I fainted, fell flat on the floor. I done the wild hog hop. The charm I adore. Well, I said right then I wouldn't hunt no more. when I looked in her eyes, I saw the gleam. I said, baby, you look rather like me. I told her my story of how I ran. She said, baby, boy, you are my man. So I hung up, but I was taking a chance. But I ain't hunting no more, but I done found a man.
They're the Eager Beavers, and they can't wait to show you how it's done.
We've made it to the top, but we started at the bottom.
We work our tails off all night long.
I've got all the business I can handle since I learned to use my head.
Eager Beavers, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Created man.
Woman created
the sin.
Adam.
And Eve.
Faster than a streak of lightning. Mightier than the pounding surf. More powerful than a roaring hurricane. Adam, mighty as the world he mastered. Brawn against beast.
Flesh against fang.
Courage against claw.
Beauty more brilliant than the sun. More hypnotic than the moon. Eve.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle. Tougher than a tiger. More majestic than the king of beasts. Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
See.
The sin.
Adam.
And Eve.
In volcanic color. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
I love you long, I love you true, I love you strong, yes, I love you, but baby, only at pregnant. I love you great, I love you fine, I'll say I'm yours if you say you're mine, but baby, it long. I love you short, but I don't want to end up in no court. So baby, on the airplane. Well, I love you, baby. I scream it out loud, but your story is curving in and freeze the crowd. So, baby, only get pregnant. Well, I love kids. I think that's plain, but I don't love kids that eat toilet trains. Baby, baby, only get pregnant. Sweetie, don't have no tweet. I let some other guy be a daddy. I ain't greedy. Well, I depend on you. I always will, 'cause I'm too scared to take a pill. Baby, only get pregnant. My kitchen, be my pup, but you ain't no door. Don't get knocked up, baby. Only get a pregnant. Please don't get me in some big chair. Baby, check that diaphragm. Baby, only get a pregnant.
Break my throat, please. E flat from the top.
Cat who said his name was Paul. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. Call me this little nut, but it's all the same. Paul took my arm and began to smile. He pointed to the doorway, we headed inside. That was the finest chicks who ever caught my eye. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. All minutes with a nut, but it's all the same. Like a dream. When they taught me loose, I was stripped plumb clean. The beatnik kept me like a thing about. The way I ran, you could shout about. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. Call me nit with a nut, but it's all the same.
Sounds like my soul, please. E flat from the top.
Forgot to change the cart. I know. Oh, well. I forgot something. Anyway. What do we hear? That was Elsie McKinley and Nitwit. We heard William Taylor and the Wild Ones, Baby Don't Get Pregnant. The Jaguars, Charlene.
Good advice, folks.
Benny Hess, Wild Hog Hop, Little Sonny and the Corvettes with She's Mine. Buddy Kay and the Casuals, The Unlucky Lover, opened it up. The correct answers in our ticket giveaway were...
Ticket giveaway ordeal.
The two major soul singers discovered by Bo Diddley were Marvin Gaye, who was in the Marquees, whose record we played, and Billy Fatboy Stewart. That's it.
What?
We're out of here.
Yeah, man. I'm taking the rest of Nuclear Autumn off, actually. I'll see you all in about 3 weeks.
Little Brooch is going away. All right.
Yeah. Rudy Tootie Grayzel, I guess, will be coming back then, right?
Right. Sometime. In
cool breeze.
The Lord, the Crick, Laureus is up next with I Mind, and Happy New Year to all you soul brothers.
Man, oh, man, that.
that music, baby, dig that beat. Like a glass of wine, it's so cool and sweet. Gets my pulse a pulsing and then my feet always start to do the mumbo shabbos. Man, oh man, that rhythm, listen to that drop. Like a swarm of bees, baby, it's alive. When the joint don't move, you gotta hop and hop. When you start to do the mumbo shabbos, just flip your side for Illy F and fire, you will call. Flame that thing like a maniac, baby, let's have us a ball. Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumba's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best there, baby, mumbo shabbos. Side for Illy Act and fire, you will call. Blame that thing like a maniac.
Baby, let's have us a ball.
Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason Rumba's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best. There be the dance for you and me. It's the mumbo shabbos, man, oh man. Mumbo shabbos. Oh, man.